You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris, and I have this podcast fittingly titled Anna Faris is Unqualified, where each week a different celebrity and I attempt to give relationship and dating advice. Recent co-hosts have included Matthew McConaughey.
You got somebody you care about. You lost track of them. Go find out.
Margaret Cho.
Vacation sex is always irresistible.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I could make it all about them and not have to focus on my own problems.
And Seth Rogen. So if you're wondering what your favorite celebrity or I would do in your situation, just listen and subscribe to Anna Faris is Unqualified. Free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Here's a program from our archives.
When farmers raised pigs and sheep and goats and horses, one of the key questions is how those animals will interact with humans. Well, it turns out that the way we treat animals in their earliest days will affect them for the rest of their lives. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We're at Cabbage Hill Farm in Mount Kisco, New York, where many rare breeds of animals are being raised, among them Shetland geese. The goslings we're listening to were hatched in an incubator. Animal curator John McMahon tells us what happens next.
We recently reintroduced them with their parents. They need to learn how to be geese and not be so imprinted on humans. They need to know how to take care of themselves, and when we release them outside, to be able to survive.
Imprinting on humans means that the young animals mistake their human handlers as parents or kin. With the Shetland geese, that's to be avoided. But in the case of another rare breed, the Exmoor pony, the farmers want to accustom the animal to the near presence of humans.
When the foal is first born, we put a human touch on the foal for the first 5 days so that he will remember it. It means catching the foal, and for about an hour each day, spending time with it, rubbing our hands over its body, putting your fingers in its mouth, around his eyes and his ears. He will remember the human touch the rest of his life, and he'll now be allowed to develop and grow like a pony, more or less without human intervention. He still will have a lot of training that he needs to go through, but he won't be so wild that no one can manage him. The philosophy behind the animal and everything here is that it runs wild in its native state, yet is still workable.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.